Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 25th of October, recording at 9:01 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, this was a really exciting day in the markets, but first the highlights. Global stock markets, pretty steady generally, although Japan was down a little bit. Actually, the European markets opened on the soft side, but then firmed up. Of the 10 that I'm looking at on my screen right now, only Amsterdam was down, and that was a tiny fraction. And Wall Street seesawed here with Fed speak and various corporate earnings reports coming out, but ended with modest gains. That's still an impressive performance on Wall Street, not least because of some of the other things that are going on here. Needless to say, the Fed did not do anything on interest rates, but of course they're still talking about inflation being a risk. Well, they would, wouldn't they? And remember, the Fed created all the inflation. But this is a review, so, or most of it, so let's carry on. Bonds, a bit steady in here today. And steadier. The US dollar is a little bit softer. The big story, though, is we've got a powerful upward dynamic on the crude oil price, and the other contracts have performed, all the other energy contracts have performed similarly. Natural gas, very, very strong. See it and weep. And not really. Don't go in for that sort of thing. But there are plenty of other good, interesting situations out here. Precious metals, good action in here today. Now, those charts, have been describing them as iffy. Well, I'll come back to those charts and assess them. But good action in here today. Grains and beans, looks like a little bit of profit taking. I've just got to hit another screen here. Yeah, but certainly some profit taking coming off those highs. I think I can see what's going on here, and we'll comment on it. Well, global stock markets. First, the action has been so steady, so persistent, so consistent and orderly, that these charts, just go in and look at the daily charts for most of the indices, and you won't see any clearer or better than the European stock market indices, which led on the way up. And you'll notice this nice little orderly staircase step sequence. Really, charts don't get much more consistent than this, and it's a dream to work with patterns of that type. It's also nice to have some long positions. I've still got my SMI long. I wish I had more of these positions. But as I've said before, over the last couple of months, one's really spoiled for choice in here, and one mustn't leverage up too much. At least I don't wish to. So, the importance of these nice, orderly, consistent, rhythmic staircase step upward trends. And new subscribers, if you're not quite sure what I mean by that, just go on and look at a few of those indices. Look at the German DAX index. Better yet, look at the Swiss SMI index. But you pretty almost any of them, any of those European indices. FTSE is a little bit more erratic, but not much. And you'll notice that over the last month in particular, well, the early action coming off the June lows, fairly choppy and so on, but then the trend has become more consistent. And when I talk about staircase, I mean we would see a little consolidation where you get ranging for a week, seldom more than two, and then another step on the upside, and you get a little ranging shallow pause, and roughly at the same time frame, of a week, seldom more than two, and then another step on the upside. Now, so what? And the so what is that first, these trends are so orderly that nothing important can go wrong without us being able to see it on the charts very, very quickly. Now, what's driving them up? Sentiment, creating the self-feeding trends, the liquidity that's in the background, and sure, there are all the profits and growth expectations, everything else, but basically, the driver here is sentiment. Remember, sentiment and liquidity. Now, at some point, as I've been warning, sentiment will change. It certainly hasn't changed yet. And when it does change, we will be able to see it very, very quickly. Now, the current action does not tell you how far these moves will go, but we can make a good guess as to what it'll look like when they start ending. Now, if we get lucky, these trends will accelerate higher. In other words, they'll become parabolic. And you'll get bigger moves on the upside. I kind of don't think that's going to happen this time around. What is more likely to take place is we'll see some downward dynamics that really are out of character with anything much that we've seen over the last month or two. And a few markets have seen some minor downward dynamics and then immediately reversed it this the next day. We'll either get bigger downward dynamics or some follow-through on the next day. And that is what we're likely to see. Or they could just sort of range and roll over. But the action will become more choppy. The charts will clearly look different. And we will see it early. Now, when we do see those changes, that guarantees nothing in terms of direction. I'll be very conservative in that assessment, but it will represent major warning sign that the environment is no longer money for old rope as it has been in the last few weeks. And I, for one, will take a little bit of defensive action when I see that. I'm not looking for anything huge on the downside. You know I'm not. But I would certainly want to close out my SMI long, for instance, and I might reduce some of my leveraged positions. I certainly won't be disturbing any of my investment portfolio positions, which aren't doing at all badly. Okay, and I would ride out any short-term correction in my investment positions, but leverage trades, well, that's another matter. Now, why will that happen? Why will markets get spooked? Well, I've talked about this this building up of the commodity inflation pressures here. And I said oil was the important one. As long as oil stayed relatively low, no problem, no matter what the tin market, nickel market, lead market, and now the zinc market hit a new high in here today. No matter what they do on the upside, that's not going to have anywhere near the psychological impact of a bottom in the crude oil market. And people have been forecasting downwards, as you will know if you've turned on those television channels, Bloomberg and CNBC and so on. They have been talking these markets downwards. You always get that. In a trend, just as they were talking the markets upwards when they were around 78, 78.80. And the technical action, meanwhile, in the energy sector, petroleum sector, has looked like a bottoming out process was underway, as I mentioned again yesterday. And we've got some big dynamics in here on the upside today. Have a look at that crude oil chart. I'll be posting that later on. I had a long board meeting here today, so I'm running behind schedule. But, you know, we have sort of a falling wedge pattern and then this upward dynamic occurring on the crude oil. And this just provides further evidence that we are in a bottoming process. The trigger for this, incidentally, was that I think the stockpile figures, I didn't look at the precise information, but yes, I did. It showed they were expecting stockpiles to increase and they actually declined, for crude at any rate, they declined more than the increase that they were looking for, and the market responded accordingly. Well, I suspect there are quite a few shorts in this market, and they will be pressed to cover, and I think do think some longs are going to be coming in here as well. I think we'll get some petroleum users buying, and I think we'll get some speculators coming in and buying, and I'm likely to open some sort of energy contract fairly soon. But today I confine my activity to increasing my precious metal positions fairly significantly here today, and you'll be able to read about that as soon as I posted on the site. But it was gold and silver that I went for when I saw crude's firmer action. Now, where might some of the money come from that would fuel those rises? Well, you'll notice that the grain and bean complex has been running gangbusters in the short term, and or no, it's been doing that for a number of weeks in here. And I'm just going to put up one chart here just to check this out, because I was going to say, and I think we've had some downward dynamics here today. Yes, we've left big tails on the charts. Quite big tails on the charts. Soybeans right up where the resistance was. So that suggests to me that the correction has started. I sold my long position too soon in soybeans. That doesn't bother me at all. That's come back a lot closer to where I got out in here. And well, it's only down slightly today. So it was very strong in the morning, and I want to be accurate here. It was very strong in the morning, closed with a small decline, but big tail on the chart, couldn't hold the additional gains. People will say these things are overextended, and I would expect you will get some speculative hedge fund type money coming out of the grain and bean complex in the short term. I don't think that story is over by any means, but I think some of that money will come out in the short term and move into the energy futures and the precious metals. Okay. What else is going on here? As if that isn't enough. Well, as I say, dollar a little bit softer in here today. That's partly, well, sort of seems sort of knee-jerk reaction, the Fed not doing anything. Nobody expected the Fed to do anything in here today, but perhaps the wording wasn't quite as hawkish as people had perhaps feared. I don't know. I haven't seen the Fed comments, but dollar, I expect the currencies to be mostly quiet, but I personally don't think the dollar has much upside in here, except against a currency where the central bank is actively, aggressively trying to weaken it, and that's the South African rand. What else can I mention? I think that's pretty much it, and I don't want to abuse you by rambling on too long. So I'll just say all the best, and no doubt another exciting day to look forward to tomorrow.